Parshas Vayetze is a transitional parsha. Yaakov Avinu is leaving his cocoon. He's leaving his yeshiva. He's learning yeshiva for many years. He was learning yeshiva his whole life. As far as I know, it doesn't say anywhere he went to college, doesn't have a degree. That's my joke I say over. That's why he had to work for his father-in-law. He didn't go to college. If he would have went to college, he wouldn't have been able to get a regular job. But he was stuck. What was he supposed to do? Straight out of yeshiva, ended up with a bunch of wives, a bunch of kids. What's he supposed to do now? First go to school now? It's too late in the game. He had to take a job, so he had to work for his father-in-law. Wasn't easy to work for his father-in-law. Your love him was a complicated fellow. But nonetheless, Yaakov Avinu was presented with a dilemma that many boys today deal with. A lot of the boys coming back from Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how to become part of society. It's not easy for boys in yeshiva, like girls for the same matter, where they're very, very much absorbed in one style of life. They're very much in the four walls of yeshiva. They don't really understand, or they're not really presented with all the dilemmas and all the issues that what they call the real world. I guess you can argue what's the real world and what's the fake world. But what they call the real world, which when you have a job and you're working, and many things come up, and a lot of nisyanis come your way, and many, many people are just not prepared for it. Many nice yeshiva boys just don't know what hit them when they get out there to the world, to the working world, especially certain jobs where it's like cutthroat. You don't know what to expect. People are working crazy hours and they're doing anything and everything to get ahead. And many of these... Many of these good yeshiva boys and good girls, they don't know what hit them. So Yaakov Avinu was really trained for this. Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, for 14 years in Shem Veva, what was he learning? So he says he was learning how to live in Galus. That's right. That's what he was learning. He was learning, what do you do with all these nisyanis? How do you deal with this problem and that problem? Yitzchak Avraham Avinu were a different style. Yaakov Avinu was learning, how do you deal with all this craziness that life is when you're going to get out into the real world? You're going to get a job. You're going to have to deal with a boss who's crooked. And you're going to have people you work with that are difficult. How do you deal with them? So that's what Yaakov Kamenetsky explains. But I think it's interesting because when Yaakov Avinu has his dream, he has this famous chaloim with a ladder. So the Baal HaTurim points out that the ladder is Begematria Mammon, and the ladder is also Begematria Sinai. So those are like two opposite experiences. Mammon is, we all know, the pursuit of money, and Sinai represents Torah. So what exactly is these two messages? So I believe the answer is Hashem was teaching Yaakov, and of course for us as well. Everything that happens in all these parashas are for us. In our time and in our situation, is that Yaakov was being told from Hashem, you got to learn how to balance these two things. You need to figure out a way. And Hashem wasn't giving him the tip. He was telling him, you got to figure out a way to balance in your life. The mammon side of the equation, the pursuit of money, the importance of pursuing money in a healthy way, plus the Sinai fact, the point of having Torah in your life. And that's often what I find with, you know, Talmidim of mine that are going from yeshiva to the working world. They have to balance this, and it's very hard in the beginning. Many times, your first job, they don't exactly give you a nice setup where you get to work, you know, 9 to 5, and you can come home at 5 o'clock. You know, they work you to the bone. You have no time to balance everything, and very often the boys say, well, I gotta work. What am I gonna do? I can't. And therefore, one thing leads to the next, and the next thing, you know, there's no time for learning, there's no time for davening, and there's no time for anything. Because on one hand, you have this importance of mammonus. It's interesting. You look at Yaakov Avinu's life after this, it doesn't talk anymore about his learning. I don't believe Yaakov Avinu sat outside watching the sheep with the sefer. I really don't believe so. Because that's not Yosha. If you're supposed to be working, you're supposed to be working. You're not supposed to be looking at a sefer. I don't believe Yaakov did that. Yaakov was known, the Rambam coined the phrase, Yaakov was a tzaddik. Why was Yaakov a tzaddik? Because he was honest in business. Which today is often overlooked. That's not a tzaddik. People think of a tzaddik, you know? Tzaddik means you're honest in your business. I don't believe for a second Yaakov sat outside when he was watching the sheep with a sefer, because that's not honest. You got to watch the sheep. You're not focused. You're not looking at what you're doing. After Yaakov left yeshiva, I'm sure he was kaveit, and I'm sure he learned when he could. But he didn't learn while he was supposed to be working, and he wasn't working while he was supposed to be learning. He had that healthy balance of now is when I work. But Chana Wasserman is right like this. People always have this thing. Chana Wasserman writes, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is when you are able to learn. There's no mitzvah to learn Torah when you're in the bathroom, right? Because you're not at the time you're supposed to be learning. The Gisa Yom Velayla means when I have the time, I'm not doing anything else. It's a Sunday afternoon, I'm off from work, and I have no other responsibilities, then I should learn Torah. The Gisa Yom Velayla is not when your wife calls you and says, I want you to do something. That's not when the Chiv Talmud Torah kicks in. Right? That's what everyone thinks. I have to learn now. Right? My kid, no, it's the opposite. It's when no one needs you, and no one wants anything from you, and you have all the time in the world, and you already took your nap, and you already rested, and you're ready, good to go. Now there's a Chiv of Talmud Torah. It's the backwards. The Chiv of Talmud Torah is not, it can't be, says Rabbi Chaim, it's impossible. How can Kosh Baruch Hu expect us to learn Torah when we're supposed to be doing other things? The answer is he doesn't. He expects us to learn when we have time, available time. So I don't believe Yaakov Avinu did things like that, but Yaakov Avinu is really transitioning. How is he going to balance between a family? Yaakov Avinu had quite a large family. Everyone makes the joke, why did Yaakov Avinu be Misak and Meiriv? If you had 12 kids to put to bed every night, you'd also want to go out for Meiriv, right? The only kasha on the joke is, Yaakov was Masakit before he had the family. So someone told me, no, Yaakov knew he was going to have a large family, so he decided, let's be Misak and Ma'ariv now. A fellow once told me, don't tell your wife how long Ma'ariv is. She doesn't know. She thinks Ma'ariv is as long as Shachris. It's 45 minutes, Monday and Thursday. Don't tell her how long Ma'ariv is. It's the big, best kept secret. You go off for an hour, Ma'ariv is an hour, they don't have to know the difference. Okay. But Yaakov Avinu really is going into a transition phase, which we all deal with on our daily basis, of how to balance mumminess and how to balance Torah. But Rav Palm points out that the latter really represents that the mumminess is really a ladder to Shammai. Money can be used in such a good way that it could take you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Money is really a double-edged sword. The pursuit of mumminess can be very, very, very helpful and useful if one uses their money properly. If a person takes, you know, strives hard to make money and he has money and they use it for good, that's terrific. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. If a person works hard to have money and just spends it on himself and there's no purpose to it, so then that he defeats the purpose. Rabbi Asher Weiss in last week's parasha discusses the chashivas of tzedakah. He talks about the importance of what does it mean to give tzedakah, share money with others, striving and working hard to use one's money for good. That's a big nesayin. I think perhaps the way to balance that is with the Torah. When a person has a Torah ideology, he has a much healthier balance of what to do with money. When a person has no Torah in him, he finds it very difficult to part with his money, or he finds it very hard to use his money for good because he's so self-absorbed in the gashmius. When a person balances that on the other end of the equation with Torah, with Sinai, like the Baal Torah says, so he now knows what to do with money. He now has a value system of where money should go and what you should do with your money and how one should live a life. So that's the lesson that Yaakov was learning and that we all learn with him. Struggle every single day. What type of lifestyle are we going to live? Are we going to live the style that pursues money at all costs? Very often people work very late hours. They don't get to see their family. They don't get to see their children. They don't get to have time to learn. Or we're going to say, no, I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to put the Sinai side, the Torah side of the equation, perhaps stronger. Many people, I deal with my Talmidim, they're picking careers. Many people say, well, I'm not going into that career. That career means I'm going to have to work like an Eved Kanani for the rest of my life. I'm going to be tied to this. I'll never have a chance to learn. I won't be a person. I won't have a family. I won't be a human being. I'm not interested. Many people say, I'd rather go a different route. I'll make a little less money. Okay, I'll make a little less money. I won't have MD at the end of my name. I'll have a different title at the end of my name. But at least I'll be a person. At least I won't have shibudim like that. So it's an interesting balancing act that we all really deal with on a daily basis. When things come our way and we ask ourselves, what's going to come first? Is it going to come to mominous? Is it going to come to Torah? And the answer is they're not a steer to each other. And that's the beauty. Hashem is teaching us it's not a steer. A person shouldn't feel bad. He shouldn't feel guilty. And he goes to work and he's trying to make money. That's not a bad thing. That's what Hashem wants from us. We paskin like the Gemara and Brachas, not like Reb Shimon Yochai. We're supposed to go to work. We're not supposed to sit around and expect money to fall from Shemayim. Unless, like Reb Chaim Volozhin writes, for those mutim, okay? I haven't met anyone that I think fit in that category yet. But the rest of us are supposed to go to work. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us. That's what the Mishnah says in Kedushin. Daf Pebez, Daf Chavtes, you're supposed to teach your son a trade, you gotta go to work. But people often shouldn't feel bad what they're doing. I should be learning. No, you shouldn't. You should be working. The question is, what are you doing with that? If while you're pursuing this moment is you're doing it for a Te'elis, you're doing it to help yourself, to help your family. It's not cheap to have a religious family today. Tuitions and food and living in the Jewish community is very expensive. So there's nothing wrong with that. One shouldn't feel guilty. One's doing a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. But when a person loses sight on that and he's just trying to, make more money for the sake of money, that's when often things, we lose sight on what's really important. Pasuk tells us, if we have any Balikriya here, this is what Pasha Vayetz is a famous one for Balikriya. You have the Yisachar discussion, but you also have the Ba'a and the Ba'a. If anyone's a Baal Kairi, they'll know this one. This one's a biggie. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, if you get it wrong, you have to repeat it. It changes the tense of what you're trying to do. Is it past or present? So that's a big one. The whole discussion of is it Yisachar or Yisaschar. So Rav Shechter quotes Rabbi Salavashik. Rabbi Salavashik said in the Velozhin, they used to say Yisaschar till Parshas Pinchas. And Parshas Pinchas, they switch back to Yisachar. I'm not aware of anyone who actually does that. Rabbi Salavashik himself didn't do that. At least the way it's recorded, Rav Shechter writes, Rabbi Salavashik used to say both ways. Yisachar and Yisachar every time. I think Tal Pashas Pinchas. He'd say it both ways. But that's the Shiloh. What's the right pronunciation of the name? Then there's the Sefer, the B'nai Yisachar. The B'nai Yisachar was a Chassidish Rebbe. He got the name because his Rebbe was convinced that he came from Sefer Yisachar. So he called him Sefer the B'nai Yisachar. But it's Yisachar, so I guess that's right. It's supposed to be pronounced Yisachar, not Yisachar. But that's a grammatic question that many people deal with. There's an interesting story in this week's parasha that needs a lot of explanation. Beyond this morning, the whole story with the Dudoim. Very strange story. By using these flowers and Rachel and Leah selling them one to each other. A business deal, a transaction. So people point out from this week's passage, you see that women are supposed to go to work. Because it says Rachel was working the sheep of her father. So someone, a guy comes to my house on Shabbos, he likes to make jokes. He said, why wasn't Leah working the sheep? So he said, because Rachel knew she was marrying Yaakov. Yaakov was going to go into Kedil. She had to support him, so she had to go to work. Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Esav wasn't going to Kayla. Esav was working. He was off, so she didn't have to go to work. So she sat at home and Rachel went to work. Nice idea. But the question is, why Taka did Rachel work the sheep? There's a Ran in Kedushin. The Ran in Kedushin on the Sugya Kedushin discusses whether or not women are supposed to learn an umnus. Mishnah says Kedushin is supposed to teach his son a trade. So the Ran has a child. Does a mother have to teach his son a trade, an umnus? So the Ran says, no, it's ain't darkei bekach. Women don't do umnus. That's what the Ran says. So I was learning the Sugya with my Talmidim saying, well, what happened to this week's Parsha? So I explained to him that there's a difference between an umnus and to do other things. I mean, women always had jobs. They might have been what they do today in some communities. They babysit and things like that. That's a job. An umnus is a higher level job. Umnus is what we'd call today a career. It means you go to college, you get trained, you learn a trade. That the women didn't do. They didn't go to college to get an additional level of training. They did whatever they did to make money. So Rachel probably didn't go to college. She just was a regular shepherd. She did a regular job. So what happens with the Dudoyim? So the Sforner writes, the Dudoyim was our hishtadlus in this world. You have to remember, for many years, Rachel wasn't able to conceive. So the Dudoyim were used as a medical treatment for infertility. Says the Sforna, now that the Hishtadlis, now she was zeichet to have children. Which, believe it or not, even with all the medical technology we have today with infertility, there are groups of Yidden today that will not use any of it. I'm not going to say which groups, but there are groups today of religious Jews that will not use any of the advanced medical technology, and we have tons of stuff, Baruch Hashem, to help infertility. They will not use it, because in their opinion, it's going against Hashem. Hashem wants you to have a kid, he'll give you a kid. So that was her idea. But then she saw the Dudoyim, and so the Dudoyim have the ability to help one conceive, so she did the Dudoyim. So the Sforna says, the moment she did her Hishtadlis, she was then Zeichet to have a Baruch of Makadosh Baruch Hu. Because very often people say, yeah, I'm going to daven, I'm going to daven. They forgot to do Hishtadlis. If you don't do Hishtadlis, it's not going to help. Makadosh Baruch Hu has this balancing act of we try and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. That's why Yaakov put the stones around his head to protect himself from the animals. What are stones going to do? You get yourself a gun, you get a fire. Someone told me this, if you want to protect yourself in the woods, you have a fire. Animals are afraid of the fire. So what are rocks going to do? The answer is, for Yaakov Avinu, rocks was his hishtadlus. Because kefi your level of bitachon, that's the level of your hishtadlus. So Yaakov Avinu was a big maimon, so he needed less hishtadlus. Me and you, we need a higher level of hishtadlus. We'd bring a gun with us if we were stuck in the forest. But what's interesting over here is the conversation between Rachel and her sister. Unbelievable story. She says to her, you stole my husband, and now you want to take this also. Right? Unbelievable. Leah's going to say that. Right? We read the Pesukim, your eyes pop out. Leah, you should be lucky you've been married to Yaakov. You're going to say that I gave you my husband. It was Matana, I gave it to you. So Chaim Shalavitz writes in Sichas Musar, Rachel gave it over to Leah in a way that she had no idea. It wasn't like Rachel said to Leah, listen, you know, Dad's going about to pull a fast one over Yaakov. Here, this is what we're going to do. Says Chaim Shalavitz, she gave it to her in a way not setting her up to realize that she really took it away from her sister. That's real chesed, said Chaim Shalavitz. When you can do chesed with another person without making them feel like a chesed case, that's the highest level of chesed one can do. Many people like to do chesed, but they also like to, everyone should know I'm doing chesed. That's not the godless of chesed. The godless of chesed, when you can do chesed in a way where the recipient has no idea that they're doing chesed. They thought that you're doing the best thing for them. They thought that this is just normal. So Leah had no idea that Rachel was turning her into a chesed case. So therefore she came with a taina, you know, it's not right. It's a gewaldic level on Madrega and Chesed to be able to do such a thing, to be able to do Chesed in a way that the recipient doesn't even realize that they're a Chesed case. The recipient thinks like they're normal, they're regular, and therefore by doing so, she made Leah feel like she was regular, and therefore she had no reason to be upset at her sister, and therefore she came up with this claim of it's not fair. Okay. We left off last week, we were talking about a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if you have a Shofar, and the only way to get to the Shofar was to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do so. Let's say, for example, the Shofar is on top of a tree. So you'd have to climb up the tree to get the Shofar. So you're not allowed to do so. The Gemara says, why? Because Ein Asei Deicha Lois Asei Vasei. Yom Tov carries an Asei in a lav, and an Asei of Shofar is not Deicha Lois Asei Vasei. I just listened to a Shofar from this morning from Rav Shechti. He says, a Gavaldik Psak from Rabbi Salvechik. Rabbi Salvechik held a shul. Let's say you live in a community, there's only one shul, and the shul has mixed seating. And that shul is the only place you can hear shofar. So he held, don't go to hear shofar. Why? Because he held a shul that has mixed seating is in a violation of an issur d'oraisa. Because it says in the Torah, don't learn from the avodah zarah. The Rambam learns the pasuk that don't learn from the goyim how to serve Hashem. So Rabbi Salvechik thought that the idea of mixed seating came from the Christians. The Christians thought that, as Rabbi Shechter quotes it so nicely, families that pray together stay together. Right? It's good to daven together as a family. So that was the Christians' idea. The Reform borrowed it from them. So he thought if you're going to go to a shul that has mixed seating, you're in a violation of Nisad Arais. So he thought it's more kedai not to get the check of the asay than to violate the law. Namish the sugi of asay dechalais asay. I don't know why we didn't talk about why don't you say I say that I guess it's not bitten over here, right? Because maybe Shefi doesn't need bitten. It's not Shara Sugya. But that was a Pesach Rav Salvechik. He held that don't go to the shul. Better to stay home. Shev al tasa adif. You'll miss Shefer, so you'll be mevatel on asay. But you won't be over alive to sit in a shul that has mixed seating. That was his chiddush. But the Mishnah says by us, if you're going to have to go up a tree, so we say you can't do that because ein asay doicha loisa asay vaasay. So what's the asay? I say the Shefer. The loisa asay of Yom Tif has an asay and a lois asay. So we left off, we were discussing the sheet of Abenu Tam. Abenu Tam is quoted by the Magen Avram. Other Rishayim quote the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam was bothered with a kasha. Let's say you hold Yom Tov is only an asay. It's only a lav, I'm sorry, which quite a few Amoraim hold that way. So then it should be deich, it should be asay deich, a lois asay. Why, Taka, can't you do it? So the Ran says, because it's not be'idna. It's not at the same time. The rule for asay deich, a lois asay has to be when they come together. Over here, I'm going to climb up the tree. That's the violation of the lav. Then I'll come down and blow shofar half an hour later. It's not at the same time. You don't say asay deich halos say when they're not at the same time. Why don't you say asay deich halos say if it's not at the same time? We mentioned from the Ritva. The Ritva says because v'choishish, maybe you'll never get around to doing it. You'll climb up the tree, that's the lav, and the asay, you maybe never get to it. Something else will happen, you'll never get to the mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam has a gevaldige chiddush. The Magen Avraham quotes, and this is what we'll start off again with. In the Magen Avraham,
it's a kasha on the maisa, but why would going into the reform shul is that not bidna? You're walking into here, Shofar. You're not coming there the whole time.
No, you'll be there before the Shofar comes. You'll sit around until the rabbi gives a speech, and until it's not. Again, the problem is if you hold a bit of time, you don't need bitna. You don't need bitna because it's Shofar. But I don't know. So he writes over here, the Magen Avraham is in Hilchas Pesach. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shibboleth Halakhet. The Shibboleth Halakhet, the sugya over here is discussing whether or not you'll burn your chametz on Yom Tov itself. Let's say a person realizes he has chametz on Pesach, so we all know you cover it, this, that, and the other. Even though today, for most of us who sell chametz, this really is a question, because if you sold the chametz, presumably you sold all the chametz in your house. So even if you would find under the couch, perhaps, a piece of cake, that cake might also be sold to the guy. So if you then go out and burn it, you're a ganif. You're not allowed to do that. So people who sell chametz gomer, it's really questionable, if you ever do this halacha of burning chametz. But you don't burn the chametz on Yom Tov. You put it in your kaf ala kli, you cover it, and then chalamoy, you burn it. So the question is, why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? There's an asay of tashbisu. So why don't you say asay deicha lois asay? It's deicha the lav of havar on Yom Tov. So the Magen Avraham quotes of Yiddish. Tashbisu includes when you find the chametz as well. There's a mitzvah to get rid of it also. Yeah. He had mitzvah to burn it before, and then also subsequently as well. So the Shibboleth Halakhet has a kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to say that Yom Tov is a lois asay and asay? I feel a lois asay lechudei nami loydochik even the beidna the ma'akir lav loy mekayim asay. It's not beidna. V'tir to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a gevaldik chiddush. That what the asay the rabbim loydochi lois asay. I said, "Ram dochi lois asay." Avagav the inna dem akel avloy mekayim asay. Rabbeinu Tam has the following chiddush that even though there's a principle based in the Gemara in Shabbos that you only say asay deicha lois asay when it's beidna, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's an exception to the rule. If it's what he calls a mitzvah derabim, that's the words of the Rabbeinu Tam. A mitzvah derabim, a mitzvah that's relevant to the mass. Then we don't say this rule. Yeah.
I don't say the kashyas off the ground. We already saw that by burning kachya. We saw there's a pasuk says you don't do it by yom tov.
Now he's here at this point over here. He's just
burning chametz, but
right. Over here, right.
Will you not be allowed to burn kachim? Be allowed to burn chametz?
Right. But shayfas kachim milan that's good for the drasha. That shayfas kachim is not doicha yom tov.
Right.
That the Gemara said that shayfas kachim was not doicha was either because psukim tiras akasov. So I guess the argument was psukim are only by shayfas kachim. They're not.
We
use the chalat kula. Yeah, 100%.
And how does Rabbeinu Tam work out with Gzera Darabah? You know, it's.
Why?
We don't carry a shofar on Shabbos, and you should blow it. Because it's a mitzvah derabim. Who cares? Who's the Baal Tekeh?
The chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that in the din of Asay Dechalois Asay, you don't need be'inna if it's a mitzvah derabim. Okay?
Right, so what's the whole reason you don't carry a shofar? Because
not because Asay Dechalois Asay.
No. What's the Indian Rab?
It's exactly. You become Ovi B'Ovi Nisa.
Of what?
Hoitzah, Havara.
Good, so why don't you say the essay of derabim is Deicha that?
I mean, why don't you say "I say the chalois I say" over there?
Yeah.
Why don't you say "I say the chalois I say"?
It's not for the mitzvah.
The gzera derabah was you're not going to carry it. You're going to do it before you get to the mitzvah.
But you're carrying it to the shul.
No, not necessarily. No. You're carrying it to check it out, how to learn to do it. You're checking how to learn how to do it. You're not even doing the mitzvah yet. You're too early before the mitzvah. So you don't even have to say the chalos to say that. It's not even been. That's not even the assay. You're bringing the shofar just to have the rabbi teach you how to blow shofar. That's too early. That's lachar too early.
So then nowadays, so why don't you talk a blow shofar on Shabbos?
Because we still gzeir the rabbi.
What?
We still gzeir the rabbi. Why? I'm saying, we still gzeir the rabbi didn't change.
Because
you have an Erev, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mishabura is like that.
Okay. Why wouldn't you do it today with an Erev? Yeah, I would have assumed because it was a rabbi. Right. Rabbi made a din that you can't carry, and that's it. No one could argue today. Everyone knows what they're doing. Okay, so Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, Zokta Magravam, what's Pshanda Shabbeinu Tam? This is the key Shaila. What do these words mean? Because it's an Asay de Rabbim, you don't need Be'in. Says the Magen Avraham, Venirali, the Chomitz loy mikre Asay de Rabbim. So tries the Magen Avraham, maybe Chomitz is called an Asay de Rabbim. No. The Dafka Shofar. Why? Shahayochin moitzi Rabbim midei chavason mikre Asay de Rabbim. Zokta Magen Avraham, what makes something Asay de Rabbim? Is when one Yochid is moitzi many people. But in Ezra, we'll talk more today, what about Lulav? At Lulav, you don't have such a situation. But we'll see that there's a chiddush from the Taz. But the Magen Avraham defined mitzvah derabim as a mitzvah where one can be moitzi many, which is really only true by Shofar. You don't have that too many other mitzvahs. I can't be moitzi you in achilas matzah. Megillah is like that. But most mitzvahs, you have to do it yourself, or only one person could do it for one person. Because if not, Zogde Magen Avraham, you should say, according to Ben Tam, by Sreifas, chametz. Fine. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that we were talking about last week. That therefore, zokt Rabbeinu Tam by shofar, you don't have to worry about it because it's a seder rab. If Yitzchak Sirotskin in his Sefer Gevurah Yitzchak says that ulufizi yeshlemi demehaytaim guf asvil leheran the lechoshev shofar asay the tzibur, he wants to know the Ran who doesn't go this route. The Ran says ein echanami. Zokt the Ran, it's taka a problem of beinna. So does the Ran argue on Rabbeinu Tam fundamentally that there's no heter called asay the rabim? Or he just holds that Shofar is not Asay Derabim. Not clear. I mean, the Ran walked in and Ran said, Shofar doesn't work because it's not Be'in. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry about Be'in because Shofar is a mitzvah derabim. So you can learn the Ran one of two ways. You can either say from the Ran that the Ran didn't buy into Rabbeinu Tam's premise that there's something called the mitzvah derabim, or that the Ran didn't think Shofar is a mitzvah derabim. So Yitzchak Sirotskin, it's not clear.
That's right.
It could be machloekis rishonim what makes something a mitzvah derabim, or it could be machloekis rishonim does mitzvah derabim make things differently.
Did you know how
maybe
answered last week that that's not
beinah,
that because of the mitzvah is not the
shofar
itself, is blowing.
We're going to talk more about that today. That's what I want to get to clarifying a little bit more. The pashup shot, it's not beinah because when I climb up the tree to get the shofar and then I come down the tree to blow the shofar, there's a time in between. But we'll talk about that more in a few minutes.
If you're someone who says that shofar is not a mitzvah derabim, then what is?
Maybe there is no such thing.
No, the Gemara is an example.
The Gemara says about freeing davening b'tzibur. Davening b'tzibur. Saying baruch hu.
It has to be that. Oh, so then
something that you need eats. That's right. And it can only done by a tzibur.
Not a
mitzvah.
Not to say there.
That's right. Meaning that's really a fundamental way of saying mitzvah derabim either means a mitzvah that can be done only by rabim, or a mitzvah that affects the rabim. So some people say that's machlokes in last week's shir between the Turei Evin and the Sfasemis. If you remember, we had a Turei Evin and a Sfasemis last week. Some people are tailor that and that. But he says like this: Dr. Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotskin writes, "Lefizei Yesh Lomer, the mehaytaim beguf asvila Iran, the loy choshev shayfer asay the tzibur. Avla heichad ave asay the tzibur. But let's say you have a real asay the tzibur. Gamaran moedid zeichalois to say hakal. Afilu lo have beinna. Yesh lodin, not muchach." I don't know why you have to say that way. You don't see anything from the Ran. All you see from the Ran is the Ran says over here, you don't have Asay Dechalos because it's not Be'inna. What would he hold about Mitzvah Rabbim? I have no idea. But this is what Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotskin thinks, that somehow you see from the Ran, that if Taka Lu Yitzur, the Ran thought Shofar was a Mitzvah Rabbim, he would have said that you can do Asay Dechalos, say even though it's not Be'inna. So the question was, where is Rabbeinu Tam coming from? We at Rabbeinu Tam have permission to say that if I have an asay versus a lois asay, which normally loses, unless you have what we call be'idna, it has to be at the same time. So at Rabbeinu Tam, no, there's an exception to the rule. If it's a mitzvah derabim, if it's a mitzvah, that's the lashon of the Magen Avraham is what? Lahoitzi rabim midei chavos, and then we kind of wave away the din of be'idna. So the question is there any pre-existing notion to this in halach? So we mentioned last week, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Brachas, that the assay of lo'ilam em tavoid, you have an assay that you're not allowed to free your Evit Kanani, and you also have an assay of davening b'tzibur, whatever that assay is. So the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says in Gittin, that assay doicha assay over there. Frekter, it's not Be'idna, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, why is it not Be'idna? The assumption is because you freed him at 8 o'clock and the minyan starts at 8:15. So it's not Be'idna. So Zok Taisvis, number 3 in Psachim. No, it's not a problem. Zok Taisvis. Ve'ri mitaris d'davka b'loy saseh d'chomor Be'idna b'idna d'ma'akar lav l'makai maseh. When do you have to have Be'idna? That's when you're going up in Aseh versus Alav. If you're going in the Aseh d'chaloy saseh world, that can only work if you have Be'idna. Aval Aseh d'chomor doch yaseh akal b'cholin yin afil loy mikai maseh chomor Be'idna d'k'over Aseh akal. Zok Taisvis, but when you're going Aseh versus Aseh, like our Gemara in Brachas, the Aseh of Lo'ilam Em Tavoidu versus the Aseh of Davin with a minion. So that's an Aseh versus an Aseh. Zog Taisus, you don't need Be'idna. As long as one is more Chashiv, what makes something more Chashiv, i.e. Mitzvah Derabim? Here's where Taisus is explaining to us that Mitzvah Derabim brings it up a notch. So therefore, says Taisus, if it's a Mitzvah Derabim, it goes up a notch, then it no longer needs Be'idna. Now, why? Not clear. The Pashat Epshat is because Aseh and Aseh are really equal footing. So now you got to just make one more important than the other. So I tell you, this mitzvah is derabim. This mitzvah affects many people. It brings it up a notch. So now if it brings it up a notch, now for some magical reason, you don't need Be'idna.
But it's not being docha. You're just picking one.
That's right.
As opposed to with love.
So that's
more violent love, and you're doing it.
Right, so that's the problem. This Taisvis doesn't help our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, we're not going Aseh versus Aseh. We're going Aseh versus Alois Aseh.
No, it gets you started.
Gets you started. Perhaps this is where Rabbeinu Tam started to see the notion that a mitzvah derabim makes the Aseh more chomer. So now what do you do with that? Good, it's more chomer, fine. So if it's a going up another Aseh, it works. But how does that work for a lav? So l'chayru, what Rabbeinu Tam then did was he borrowed another Taisvis. There's a Taisvis at number 4 in Zvachim. Daf Lamed Gimel. Taisvis over there in Zvachim is going along the similar idea. But he writes over there, v'yesh lo'imar, third line, da Aseh sheyesh b'kareis chomer v'dachi lehu. Taisvis over there says, if you have an Aseh that's more chomer, that could be doicha alois Aseh, that's not Be'idna. So that's that leap that we just talked about. Taisus makes this leap if you have an Aseh versus a Lois Aseh and it's not Be'idna, but the Aseh is more Chomer because it has Karis. Now, Taisus never said anything about Aseh being a Mitzvah Derabim. You're going to have to put these two Taisus together and say, Taisus number 1 taught me that a Mitzvah Derabim makes it a higher level. Taisus number 2 showed me that a higher level Aseh can be Deicha, Lois Aseh, not Be'idna. You put these two Taisus together, we're good to go.
That's good. A over B.
That's right.
A over C.
Now we can conclude that Aseh Derabim is a higher level Aseh, can be Deicha, Lois Aseh. Now, the million-dollar question is, why on earth is Shofar a mitzvah derabim? What makes Shofar a mitzvah derabim? You don't need a rabim for Shofar. Shofar can be blown by yourself. So, in Aniach, this is all true, that an Aseh derabim is a higher level than Aseh, and it can even be Deich HaLeis to say not Be'idna, but who defined Shofar as a mitzvah Aseh derabim?
That's the potential to do. It's something the rabim need. Most people
can't blow
Shofar.
No, Tyson's
off.
Extends it to Lo
Saseh.
You don't need Be'idna. But these two
toes of Zvachim and Zvachim. No, Zvachim was talking about Lo Saseh also. Tyson is cash is Void Kosher. I feel a lot greater. Hechidoch, they are Be'idna. That Tyson is talking about Lo Saseh and Aseh. Now, the argument that this Tyson is Tyson talking Yeshba Karis. Yeshba Karis, we all agree, is a higher level. Here we're debating how high can I bring Aseh Derabim. And if Shofar constitutes Aseh Derabim. So if you look at number 5 in the Birkas Avram, Rav Avram Erlinger, he says, as far as the Shofar Aseh Derabim, Mishum Sheyachal Yachal Lohitzi Rabim, what were the words of the Magen Avram? How did the Magen Avram learn Rabbeinu Tam? Shofar is defined as Mitzvah Rabim because one can be Mitzi the Mass. So he says, Tzarechin, Ukamosha Tame of a Sefer Harvest, B'Shem Again, Rabbi Yosef Shalom, Rabbi Yashav Shlita, Rabbi Yashav has the same Kasha, Harry Kol Yachal Yachal Mitzvah. Very nice, one person can be Mitzi the Rabim, not just a convenience issue. That's not a halachic issue. But etzem, I don't need the tzibur to do my mitzvah. The ain't din shatzar sheyach yitak l'rabim. You're right. The way it happens to work out is the way Shofar is structured is one person, for convenience, one person blows for 100 people. It just makes life easier. But that's not the halacha dictates. Kriyas HaTorah can only be done if there's 10 people. Shofar cannot only be done if there's 10 people. So why does that make you now a mitzvah l'rabim? Meaning, frekter b'liyashav, and this is the obvious kasha. The fact that you worked it out to structure the mitzvah to be in a way where one does for many, it doesn't make the mitzvah a mitzvah derabim. It's still a mitzvah diyach, which happens to be more conveniently done when it's berabim.
It's more convenient. It's also beravam hadras melch.
It makes the mitzvah.
Part of the mitzvah.
No, yeah, but the mitzvah even greater.
Every mitzvah.
Yeah, many mitzvahs you can apply. Again, sukkah.
Except for sitting in the sukkah for someone else.
Right. Again, it's not sitting for someone else. Well, that's what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. If the mitzvah is to hear it or if the mitzvah is to blow it.
What does he say? That's in the Kimta in the Mishnah.
What?
That it's a case where the community only has one shofar and one's doing for many. But in a chanami,
that's what the Sfasemis wanted to say, right? That was the town of the Sfasemis. That's a machlokes b'shayin, which we'll get to in a second. Again, we're in Rabbeinu Tam's world. We don't yet know what bracha Rabbeinu Tam mean on his shofar. We know what we do. But again, we're all saying this in Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see in a minute that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam had a different approach.
Would Rabbeinu Tam, if you were doing something for one person, would he have a different opinion?
So that's what the Sfasemis did. So that's what the Sfasemis is. The Sfasemis thought, yeah, Rabbeinu Tam was only talking about where everyone needs a shofar. Meaning, let's say, for example, there's only one shul, and there's only one shofar, and it's on top of the tree. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But if there's two other shuls, you just don't like the other shuls, you want to go, then Rabbeinu Tam never said that. That's how the Sfasemis said
it. Maybe the fact that usually there's not very many people that know how to blow
shofar. Oh, okay, good. We'll talk about that.
Therefore,
that,
it is a mitzvah,
right. So that might be. It takes a certain talent to do so. We'll see the Ksav Sofer has such a possibility. Good. So we'll talk about that also. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to go a little Rosh Hashanah today. Yes, for those people, it's almost Yom Narayim time, so we'll get there.
We seem to be confusing when we talk about the minyan. That's Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. These are not Inyanim.
Pasha's not, right? Pasha Shofar does not need 10 people. Anyone who's ever blown for someone at home, blown for a sick person, you know you don't need a minyan for it. It's one of those minyans. You don't need a minyan. So the best I can find to try to be Mazmer Beit HaTam is a Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura writes in number 6, V'afilu Yochar HaTekeh La'atzmoy, even if a guy is going to blow for himself. He should try to blow after 3 hours into the day. He should blow the same time that tzibur is blowing. So you see that there is something about blowing together. We should all try to be at the same time. Whatever that means. That's right. But
maybe
because it's like tefillah. Maybe it's hard to know what the Mishnah Berurah wants with this. But you see some mile of everyone trying to be together. So maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. But see, hard for me to be masber Rabbeinu Tam. Right. It just means you should try to all be together at the same time. Hard for me to be masber Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Chuvah of Kivega that I came across, which is actually interesting because it comes up today a lot. Kivega was asked the following shayla. Someone asked him in number 7. Al she'elas al oisin hayoshin bekfar samoch liir. Umafsik beinei ma'avores shekorin frohoim. You live on an island, and you need to cross a lake, an ocean, to down with a minion. You want to go away on vacation, you want to be really secluded, you don't want to see any Jewish people, so you go on an island, and there's a ferry that takes you across the ocean to go to the minion. Are you allowed to cross that ocean on Shabbos? To daven be minion. So our brains are already cracked. Let's think better. I say, what's wrong with going into the ocean? That would be swimming. Swimming is alav. So we say, I say, dechalois, I say.
It's not binah,
but it's a mitzvah to rabbi. You have a binah tam, right? That's the way our brains start to think about these types of shaylas. That's what people talk about today. Can you perhaps have a guy drive you in the car to go to shul with a minion? That's a whole tumult about this. In Florida, they tumult about this to go on the car, right? These are the shaylas, right? The bus, Shabbos, right? So what's the argument? So you have to work it out in your head. You have to say to yourself, I say the tefillah b'tzibor. Would be doiche, the lois assay of whatever it's going to be, chil Shabbos, whatever it is. Or Shabbos might also have an assay. So you have to work out, say the chalois assay, the assay. Maybe you'll tell me it's be'idna, this, that, and the other. There's a lav. So Kivegi writes, he says, well, let's go back to the case in Gemara, where Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher his Avdai because he was Meshacher because of Mitzvah de Rabbim. Where was the be'idna over there? So Rabbi Kivega writes, Zula Shenema the Lekar Rai. Maybe there's no Rai from that story. The Shichra Havi Be'idna. Right? One of the Rai's that Tosis brought from that story was you don't need Be'idna. Why? Because you were Meshacha the Evid first, and then the Minyan came together later. So that's not Be'idna. So someone mentioned this, I think, last week. Rabbi Kivega points this out. His grandson, the Ksav Sefer, also points it out. People don't realize that the Ksav Sefer is Rabbi Kivega's grandson also. People don't realize that Rabbi Kivega's daughter married the Chassam Sofer's, was the Chassam Sofer's second wife. And that's where all the kids came from, the second wife. So the Chassam Sofer was Mechamed to his Zeder. Kivega has a possibility. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacha the Evid, that the Chaloi Shichu only takes place at the time when they start davening. So it's Mamash Be'idna. He wasn't Meshacham at 8 o'clock in the Minyan strolled in. It's a big Akimta. You don't assume like that. But Rabbi Kivega has a possibility. Maybe there's no Raya from the Gemara and Brachas that it's not Be'idna. It was Be'idna. He was Meshacham al Tanai, that your Shichra takes place the moment the Shat says Baruch Hu, you answer Baruch Hu, and everything's good to go.
Right.
You make it's a big Akimta past this in the Gemara. Taisus assumed clearly not like that. Taisus by Yasim Psachim said, this is a Raya that you don't need Be'idna. Says Rabbi Kivega, maybe not. So Rabbi Kivega says, Zula Shenema Daleka Raya, the Ishloma, the Shikra have a bit the Mosala Ever Ashtar Shikha, Shikha, but Oise Regisham Kalish Vikdush. Was the Kvega head off? The Doichik. That's a big Doichik, the Sumla then. He made a Tanai in the Shikra will only take place right at the moment when they need him for the minion. Okay, so then.
Why would you assume, if it's an Assay, who says the same rules? For
Be'inna?
Yeah.
That's good for the Chiddush of Be'inna Tam. That was a Chiddush of Taisus. Taisus says you don't need Be'inna when it's not Sefer. Rabbi Kvayeg is saying maybe there's no Rai from the Gemara. I can always kvetch the Gemara like this, but he calls it a Daich. Then Rabbi Kvayeg says, 1 second. What about our Rabbeinu Tam? That's a case where the tzibur, at least the pashtus of the Mishnah, we don't know what the Mishnah is talking about. Is it like the Sfasemes that it's for the majority, is it for just one person? Says Reb Kveg, what do you see from that Mishnah? You see from that Mishnah that when you have, even though it's for the Rabbim, you still say, you wouldn't be allowed to violate the Shabbos to get to the minion. What about Rabbeinu Tam? The Yoisa Hineiru the Sfirle the Shayfer after Rabbim Tzrichim Leimikom Akim in Hamitzvah Ayidei Chevras HaAnoshim. Says Rabbi Kveger, even though the Shayfer was needed by the Mass, that does not make it a mitzvah for the Mass. The Cholecha Beatzma Yochelut Koyev Lekayim Hamitzvah. Mamas like we saw from Rabbi Liashiv. The Davka Loim Kedusha Baasar Rave in Chabur LeMitzvah. If you need a minion or Davish Kedusha. In Cain, ain raya mishayfer. There is no raya from shayfer. So Kveger is pointing out that you could take our sugya and say that our sugya is not a raya. Why? Because our sugya is not a real mitzvah derabim. But if you talk of a real mitzvah derabim, like davening with a minion, maybe you taka would be allowed to. Or let's say, for example, you'd make number 10. You're number 10 on the other side, and you got to cross the ocean to be mitzarf lebein, so everyone could daven. So one could argue that, and you would say, "Asei dechalais, asei vaasei." That's a mitzvah derabim, and you could be saying mechana beinu tam set. Reb Kvega was just pointing out that our gemara of shayfer is not a right, because our shayfer is not a mitzvah derabim. He assumes not like Rabbi. He doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. He says like we've been saying the whole time. That doesn't make a mitzvah derabim because the mass benefits from the mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah derabim. A mitzvah derabim is a mitzvah that can't be done unless you have a tzibur. It would only be a davish abedusha according to him.
So to make a phone call, let's say 9 people in shul, there's a phone, they can make a phone call to a tent.
In theory, if you're going to say, I say the chalois, I say to get to a mitzvah the rabbin, that would be mutter, right, in theory. Now I found the gevaldik tshuva from Rebbe Aaron. I wanted to say last week, because last week was Rebbe Aaron Cutler's yard site. Bay's Kislev was Rebbe Aaron's yard site. No, a little late. But in Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron, Rebbe Aaron has a piece over here, we ask the gevaldik akasha. Frek the Baron, number 8, the hiksha. Kiven da say the rabbin, the chalois, I say, after the heavy Frek the Baron, if you assume like Rebbeinu Tam, that I say the chalois I say works even if it's not be'idna because mitzvah de rabbim, imkei neima du hadin, the titcha I say v'lois I say. So Frek the Baron, if Rebbeinu Tam is right, that I say has a certain power that doesn't need be'idna because it's the rabbim, why is that not strong enough to now be I say the chalois I say v'asei? We keep on talking about you need be'idna, this lacks be'idna, but it makes up with it for being the rabbim. So Frek the Baron, 1 second. If I say the Rabbim injects a certain chashivas, a certain mile into the assay, it makes it more chashiv, so why does that chashivas not work then to be able to be doich assay veloys assay? Because again, what do you have? Assay doich veloys assay veloysay. So you say assay is doich, assay is doich, now you're left with the assay. And my high assay, my high assay. I'll tell you why. Because one is assay the Rabbim. So for Ekti Baron, following that logic, it should go against the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah, "Ein asei decha leis asei vaasei." But for Ekti Baron, if you hold like a Menu Tam, that Shayfer is an asei derabim, so now it should go like this: asei decha leis asei. That's easy. Now you're left with the asei. I may ulme hay asei me hay asei because one asei is asei derabim.
It depends on how we learned. There were two ways of learning
that. If you assume the way we learned it, that asei decha leis asei just means the asei knocks out the lav, and now you're left with the asei, so now you have my ulmei. So here there is an ulmei. Asei derabim is a higher level. If you learn not like that, then the kasha doesn't get off the ground. So what does Rabbi Aaron really answer? He says, "Ein akusha mechrechas." It's not such a kasha. Dolei domi. The asei diyesh bekoichei lidlois leis asei, and asei that has the ability to knock out a leis asei, moyol, ma dehave asei derabim, moifin adchia de dochi after lef beinna. Basically, you can't prove to me that an asei derabim has magical powers that could just do anything at once. There's a rule. That's a rule. There's another rule that asei derechalois asei. There's a technical problem that has to be in the Zokta Baron. Mitzvah derabim fixes beinna. But mitzvah derabim does not fix, does not override, does not supersize all rules. You don't say, oh, it's a mitzvah derabim, so we can do whatever it wants. Says the Baron, that you have no precedent for. We have a precedent that asei derechalois asei. Good. We have a precedent that sometimes you need beinna. Fine. Says Zokta Baron, that's good enough. But just to change all the rules and say, well, now it's asei derabim, the whole rule bets are off, Zokta Baron, we're not willing to go so far. Now, you can break it down and say, why not? But that was the Rebbe Aaron's idea. So I found a Gvaldik Shaila from Zilberstein. I don't know if the Shaila is real. I don't know if half the Shaila is real. But they definitely make for a good conversation. Based on what we learned till now, listen to the Shaila. Halach Lamaisa, number 9. I didn't even write the answer. I don't, it's not to guess what he answered. I just like the Shaila because it's based on everything we learned about till now. Shaila. Tzibur shekibu shofar rak b'sofar Rosh Hashanah lefnei Seref. There's a shul, there's a community that the first time they get their hands on a shofar is right before Shkia on Rosh Hashanah. Good? V'yimedet lefneim gam bris mila b'sofar yom. At the same day, they have a yom hashmini mila, and it's getting close to Shkia. This mom's great, bring all our sugyas together. V'hamoyol hu gam habal tekeh. It's got to be made up, right? The moyol happens to be the bal tekeh, v'ein shem moyol acher. And there's no one else that can be the moyol, v'ein shem tekeh acher. Man, jack of all trades. And he can do everything. Right? So now, eizu mitzvah lahadif. Which mitzvah goes first? Milo shal hayachid. The mitzvah of milo is a mitzvah of the yachid. One baby gets a bris milo, doesn't help the rest of us. Oy, shayfer. Shebezeh, moitzi tzibah, sholim yidei chavoseh. And if he blows the shayfer, so everyone gets something out of it. If he does the milo, just this father gets something out of it.
Does now, anyone say that because the meal is really totally on the whole tzibur also? Because if the father doesn't do it, then it's tzibur.
No, but that's so not true. That's not true because the chiyuv of the tzibur is only if the father is not. The father wants to do his mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah. It's nighttime.
So
the
mitzvah.
Oh, what happened to mitzvah veres? What happened to bittel mitzvah hasei? Milus abizman, all this fancy term. So that's an interesting shayla. What? Do both. That talented fellow. Right, that's what they try. He'll then do mitzitza bepeh, and then he'll blow the shofar. He'll do everything.
I wouldn't want my child. It's a
doozy of a shaila. But the question really is that part of the, I guess, again, you don't even have to say that shofar is a mitzvah to rabbim. Forget that lomdus. This is pashut. The tzibur needs to hear shofar. So I would have assumed kipshute that the tzibur should win. That's the pashut of the svar. Because again, you could do milah shel bezmanai. You could do the milah. You can't blow shofar tomorrow, and it's over. Same gedaya tomorrow. You can't blow shofar. The mila could be done shalei b'zman. You could do the mila shalei b'zman. So this mamash puts everything together to try to figure out what would you do in such a situation. Okay.
Do you feel like it was the end of the first day? Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be second because you always have the second day above.
No, but I think you'd miss it. The first day is there, right? So you'd still lose that. It's a tough. It's a doozy of a shayla. He answered. He had a raya from a nachal somebody. Then he back and forth. It wasn't clear what he answered was. I think he ended up saying that he thinks shofar the rabbim wins because more people can benefit. But you have to remember, what do we always flip the other side? Brisa. Oh, come on, brisa is such a big deal. But I think at the end he passes that the shofar is going to win. But it definitely makes for an interesting shot. But to go back to Rabbeinu Tam for a second, there's a chayra another way to learn Rabbeinu Tam. We're trying to make heads or tails of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam told us that Shofar is a mitzvah of the Rabbim, and we're mamash trying to figure out why Shofar is a mitzvah of the Rabbim. Everyone keeps on saying Shofar is a mitzvah of the Yochid. So the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh is trying to figure out what's the Nusach HaBracha. This is a very, very big Machlokes Rishonim. What's the Nusach HaBracha on the Bracha of Shofar? So it's not in the Gemara. That's why it's a Machlokes Rishonim. That's the beauty of it. It's not clear. The text of the Bracha is not in the Chazal. So what Bracha do you make when you blow Shofar? So you open up any Machzer. It says L'shmaya kol Shofar. Okay. Now, in the Rishonim, that wasn't so simple. For example, if you look in the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah number 10, the Rosh writes, "Ve'beretam kosev sheish levarach al tkiyah shofar." The Rosh says the bracha is al tkiyah shofar, not l'shmaya kol shofar, al tkiyah shofar. Mishum dasiyosei hu gemar mitzvase. Now, why is this important for us? Because if the Rosh held the mitzvah as the tkiyah, and the mitzvah is not the shemiyah, so then itaka is not, then it's not longer a mitzvah diyachid. Meaning I can't, meaning if the mitzvah is to hear it, so that everyone understands, I just listen, I'm made to the mitzvah. But if someone's got to blow and I can't blow, not everyone is talented enough to know how to blow. Only a few people are trained in how to blow a shofar. That now makes it much more a mitzvah where it's much more for the tzibur. That's now a mitzvah derabim. I can't, how much will do shofar? I don't know how to blow a shofar. Does that now make me mishal?
But then you have to say that then this works to Shomei HaKohen.
That's
right?
Correct.
But how can Shomei HaKohen work if I can't do it myself?
I wouldn't say it's begedder, you can't. It's not like someone who's not allowed to. You need to be trained to do it.
Not the ability.
Yeah, I don't think to say Shemei Kohen, it doesn't mean you have to be well versed in it.
And how am I, and then, okay, we get the whole thing
after. Yeah.
But how am I misyaches to someone else? I can also be misyaches to someone else's Amira. How can you be misyaches
to someone else's Tekiah? Yeah, that's what we talked. I think we did this once a few while back. We talked about Shefer, there is this Shaila. Right. So if you assume, so why am I bringing this up? Because if you assume like this Rabbi Tam and Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvah is the Tekiah and not the Shmiya, so now it's a little bit move on. Why Rabbi Tam thinks Shefer is a mitzvah of the Rabbim? Because it's not mitzvah for the Yechidim. I can't. I need someone to blow it for me. I need a trained professional to blow the Shefer. So now maybe that tip, tilts it into being a mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah that you need, not necessarily, you need someone else to do it for me. I can't do it on my own.
Who says that way? Maybe just because you can't doesn't change the status of it.
Okay, that's the shayla. Is whether or not the fact that the mitzvah is the tekeh, not the shmiah, change it. The problem with all this is it's the steer. What?
Mila also is like that.
Yeah.
Mila is also like
not everyone can do it.
Right, perhaps, perhaps.
It's only a person, it's only the individual.
Right, but the question one could argue is that whenever you have a mitzvah where many people can't do it and many people need to do it, I mean, Mila, only one person needs to do it.
Here,
the whole tzibur needs to do it.
But at this moment, the only thing, the only one that
is one. That's right. Right. There are many people that are benefiting from this mitzvah that can't be done individually. If the problem is, the Rosh Hashanah clearly disagrees. The Rosh Hashanah writes, "What's the nusach habracha?" So he writes, "Rabbi Lutam, how you noisin tamadav." Rabbi Lutam gave us a logic to how to figure out the nusach habracha. The whole mitzvah is the nasis miyad. Any mitzvah that's done immediately, kigoyin shayich levarach aleihem al. Then you make the bracha al kigoyin al mikra megillah, al hatfila, al metilas yadayim, al freshes truma, al achilas matzah, al achilas mar. There's an interruption, there's some downtime. The words sound like that. You're supposed to be wrapped in the tefillin. You're supposed to be there. It's not a one thing. It's not, oh, I ate the kazayas, I'm done. You're supposed to hang out. You're supposed to continuously stay in this matzif, meaning after you eat the matzah, you're done. There's nothing more to it. But here, you're supposed to continue being in that matzif of the mitzvah. Even the Neres Chanukah. Why is the mitzvah lahadlik? Because you want the Neres to be in a matzv of lit. It's not just light them and let them go out, the kavsa. It's al. It's lahadlik. To have them in a matzv. Right, it's not just a one-time thing. Whenever it's al, it's a one-time done. Al tefilos keli means I tell my keli, I'm done. Here we want the status to continue. We want the matzav that you're in the mitzvah. We want you to continue wearing the tzitzis, to be mu'utif in the tzitzis. So therefore, Zakti Rosh, v'chein l'shmoya kol shayfer. So what's the nusach? So here he writes, l'shmoya kol shayfer. So he writes, shahavi shehiya, l'havsoke ben atkiyas, the ikir mitzvah shayfer, al seder brachas. And so here he writes that the nusach is l'shmoya. That's a steer to the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah said you make Al Tekiya Shef. And here the Rosh says you make the Bracha L'Shmaya Kol Shef.
Rosh is quoting Rabbi Lutam in Rosh Hashanah.
He's also quoting Rabbi Lutam.
In both places?
Yeah, he starts off number 11. Rabbi Lutam, how you know
he's
in Tam L'Dover?
Yeah, but...
No, he's just trying
but then
to explain
then
the
then
Rosh. Yeah,
no, this is all Rabbi Lutam talking. This Rosh is quoting Rabbi Lutam. This is all Rabbi Lutam's gether of what brachas are which.
If Rabbi Lutam's gether, then he's giving his own example.
No, but he's saying that Rabbi Lutam, no.
He could disagree with Rabbi Lutam on what the nusach of the brach is, but agree to his concept.
Could be.
Of al and lit.
I don't see.
But if you look, how are we going to be machriya? Let's see what Rabbi Lutam himself wrote. Look in the Sefer Yoshua, Rabbi Lutam.
I don't understand the rush though, but he brings down one of his examples by tefillin. There you make two brachas, one's lit and one's al.
That's Machlokes Rishonim. You should make two brachas in it, right?
But he's only bringing down the lip part.
Right, he's focusing on that bracha instead.
Distinction al and was whether you're doing it yourself.
That's another distinction. That's the Rambam's distinction. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila. We spoke about that a couple times, right? That's the Rambam's distinction. Here, Rabbi Tam has his own distinction. So if you look at.
Okay,
I thought that
you can say
that. The way the Rambam says it, if it's a mitzvah that it's on you and you can't do a shliach, or a mitzvah that you can use a shliach for. But over here, I guess if the mitzvah is l'shmiya, you can't have a shliach listen for you. If the mitzvah is tekiya, then you can have someone blow for you.
And wouldn't it define the type of mitzvah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you go with that gedder, then the text of the bracha is going to define. So over here, the Rishonim will go with the text of tekeya versus shemeya, which is really what I want from the sugya. Is it the blowing or is it the hearing? So the Rosh writes in Rosh Hashanah, it's the blowing. The Rosh writes in Psalchim, it's the hearing. That changes the mitzvah fundamentally. Is it hearing? Is it a blowing? So if you look at Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosha, Rabbeinu Tam writes, even though Leva'er, no one argues, but Albir, this is the big tomo when you talk about the Nusach Bracha for burning chametz, Albir is better. When you do the mitzvah, that's it. You burn the chametz, the mitzvah is over. The kimin shabodik achshav, now that you do the bedikah, shuv ein tzarech lachzav v'livdoik. Kigay mila, shchito, kisi adam, v'tkiya shayfer. All these mitzvahs, the one time that you're done, finished. You do it, the mitzvah is over. Now, what are all those? Those are all al. So it sounds like Rabbi Natan is saying that the proper bracha for shofar is al, not lishmaya.
Because how the Rosh learned the way he does.
So some people want to tell maybe a printing mistake. He got it wrong.
Sure.
Very strange. So we'll see in a second. The Klausenberger Rebbe has an answer for this.
Al-Tekiya
shofar, al-Shmiya shofar. Oh, right. So it sounds like it would be al-Tekiya shofar. So, if you're going to be machriya with Rabbeinu Tam, which was his own writing, so then Mr. Rabbeinu Tam held his altkiya shofar. So if it's altkiya shofar, let's go back to our sugya. How did Rabbeinu Tam understand the lumbus of shofar? He understood the mitzvah was tkiya. So the mitzvah is tkiya. How am I yetzir when I listen in shul? I'm yetzir with the lumbus of shemei koina. So then the mitzvah is not to hear the shofar. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar, but I'm yetzir with shemei koina. So says the Klausenberg Rebbe number 13 in the sefer Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is a printed by one of the sons of Koilel in Eretz Yisrael. My sons are going to quote from Klausenberg Rebbe. Sons. So he writes this. Umotzasi, I found Moirin Admor Agoyin Hakodesh Atzadik Zchusa Yogin Alayni. Okay, I'll steer to Beit Tam. The Klausenberg Rebbe addresses this stira in Beit Tam. Now I looked up the Divrei Yitziv in the Sefer. It doesn't say it exactly the way this fellow writes it, but it's close enough. The Divrei Kodesh Yishashiv Gam L'Shar Goyin V'Rishayim Anal Shemitzinu Stei B'Divreiim V'Buchuvas Divrei Yitziv Arachaim Simreish Tali Dalid Alpi Mashikasa Beish Lavra. The Klausenberg Rebbe wanted to answer the stira Rabbi Tam based on the Yisoy that's found in the Eish Lavram, the Bechatche Rav. What does the Bechatche write? By Mikra Megillah. The Inya Brichas Al Mikra Megillah. When it talks about the bracha you make on the Megillah, so it says over there, Al Mikra Megillah. You can make the bracha Al Mikra Megillah. The B'dievid Yoitze Kaladim and Beruch L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah. The Bechatche Rav had a Chiddush that even though you can make B'dievid L'Shmaya or Al Mikra. Now they're fundamentally different. One means the mitzvah is to actually read the Megillah, and I'm yoitzah with Shemei Koineh. And one mitzvah is, no, the mitzvah is just to hear the Megillah. I don't have to read it, I just have to hear it. I can merely be a bystander. So the Bechatche Rav writes, you can do either or, b'di'evid. So says the Divrei Yitziv, oh, gevaldik. So therefore, I'll do the same thing with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes it both ways, because Rabbeinu Tam is trying to tell you, either way is acceptable. It's not a stira. Rabbeinu Tam is telling you, both options are available. Shofar can either be a mitzvah. It's funny because the Nusach HaBracha reflects the lumness of the mitzvah. So here, the Eish Lavram is saying that I can change up the Nusach HaBracha and I'm Yaitzeh, says the Klausenberg Rebbe, Hachanami. Yeshleim HaBracha Shofar, Shagamim, Sherabbeinu Tam, Kasa, Besefer, Yosh Levarach, Alatki, Shofar. The Rosh must have had a Kabbalah from Rabbeinu Tam, that you can also get out of saying Lashmaya Kol Shofar. Now, that's a right.
He said both of them.
Oh, exactly. So that's going to be this fellow's kasha. He says, oh, you can't do that. The Eish Lavram was talking about in the world of B'di'evit. The Rosh sounds like they're both L'chadchila. So he writes, he says, V'nira b'kavonos ma'irin ha'goyin ha'kodesh, ha'l'choy r'kosh t'v'rim ma'irin ha'goyin ha'kodesh. The Eish Lavram kosev rak b'di'evit yotza. The whole Eish Lavram was just saying, if b'di'evit you made the wrong bruch on the Megillah, you can get away with it, because both are acceptable.
And what would you do? Redo the bracha? We don't do that.
If the bracha wasn't valid, it was on the wrong thing. But I would argue over here the bracha is reflective of a whole different maisa mitzvah. It's not stam that you got the wrong bracha. Over here the bracha reflects what the mitzvah is. The bracha l'shmoya versus l'kraya defines the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah to hear the shofar or megillah, or the mitzvah is to read it or to blow it? It defines the maisa mitzvah. It's not just a grammatic question. It's a lamdusha question. Aye, so Safrek, this fellow from the Sanze Beis Medrash, aye, the Klausenberg Rebbe, how can he say that? How could the Klausenberg Rebbe say that Pshat in the steer in the rush is that Rabbeinu Tam was telling us both are options? That's not what he says. He sounds like both are lechatchilidika options. So he writes, there's an interesting Pshat over here, he writes, Yeshne chilke mitzvahs. So now you have a Klausenberg Rebbe chassid becoming a brisker. Nothing like a chassid becoming a brisker. There's two dinim. There's two parts to the mitzvah. Chelik ha'echad hatkiya, the chelik ha'beis ha'shmiya. So Rabbeinu Tam is telling you there's two dinim in the mitzvah. The way we say it over, that's the machloikis, which din it is. He wants to do like every good yeshiva shechakira, you take the chakira and you say both sides are true. They're both true. There's two elements. There's an element of shmiya, there's an element of... So Meil Zog, the Klausim Begreb, you can get away with either Nusach HaBracha, because both are true.
Isn't that a Reb Chaim? Isn't that a Reb Chaim actually learning like that?
By Shofar?
Yeah.
Oh, really? He learned like that?
I think so.
That is, both are true. Yeah, I guess that's what you could say. So Zog to him in number 14, everything's very geschmack now. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, the cause of the Shofar having missed the Rabbim, the Shita say Ozel. Says this Eitz Chaim, if you accept the first Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds the Nusach HaBrach as L'tkoya b'Shofar, not L'shmoya. So now the Rabbeinu Tam all of a sudden makes sense now. Why? Fimash Ivanul El, the Rabbeinu Tam saw that mitzvah havi hatkiya, v'nimtza the yoitzim harabim be'echod, havi gedim, mitzvah the Rabbim. It's a mitzvah Rabbim because one maisa is moitzi many people. Because one Shemei Koina, one Toikeya, is Yotzei many people. If the mitzvah is to hear it, so each one of us are hearing it as individuals. But if the mitzvah is the blowing, one is blowing for all of us. The mitzvah is the Toikeya, not the Shmiya. The Shmiya we're all doing as individuals. But if the mitzvah is the tikeya, so now we're blowing, one guy is doing one ma'aseh mitzvah, he's being ma'aseh all of us. That maybe constitutes a mitzvah derabim. So maybe the sefer, if you go like that, and then it's move on, maybe a little better, why Rabbi Tam counted shofar as a mitzvah derabim. Okay.
Could it be an optional bracha, meaning depending if you're the
tikeya or the shemeya?
Yeah.
Maybe that might be another pshat. If you're the blower, then it's going to be tikeya. But it shouldn't change, because maybe the blower only has a mitzvah to hear it. The blowing is just a chatim that produces sound. The ksav sefer has a tshuva where he's machriya. What's the mitzvah? Again, this is a big tumult. Maybe we'll talk about it Rosh Hashanah time, but the ksav sefer has a very nice pshat to why the mitzvah can't be tekeya. He writes, v'yesh l'hoisef, the mistaver, the loitzivsa teresh kolecha yitoka v'yasa maise tekeya ba'atzmoy, duhu chochma v'ena malocha. Says with ksav sefer practically, it's not fear that the Torah would give a mitzvah that we all have to do if we all can't do it. We're not all so talented to blow a shofar. So he thinks it's not mistaver that the Torah would demand of us to do so. V'kama b'nei Adam b'chol yigiyas la'yuchel tkeya. A guy tries his whole life, he can't blow it. Not all of us are so talented. Not everyone can be a trumpet player. So how could the Torah give you a mitzvah that you have to have a talent to do? It's an interesting svar from the Ksav Sefer. He doesn't believe the Torah would give you a mitzvah that's not physically possible for everyone to do. Which means, l'fizeh, every mitzvah that we can do means Hashem thinks we could do it. According to this Ksav Sefer. Because he doesn't think Hashem would ever give us a mitzvah that we, based on our talents, can't do. Now, one of us would say, you can learn, you'll learn how to blow the shofar. No, it's like the Ksav Sefer. Many people can't do it. So I always thought, Mila. But the question is, if the mitzvah is the chaticha, the mitzvah is that's good for the shayla. What the mitzvah over there is. If the mitzvah is the chaticha, the mitzvah is to be gemalt.
The mitzvah is not to kill your son.
The mitzvah is to be gemalt. To be gemalt by someone who knows how to do the mila. You always have to break down what the mitzvah is. Here we're saying, is the mitzvah to blow or the mitzvah is to hear? So I think it can't be to blow, because not everyone knows how to blow. Exactly. And that's why there are those that hold the mitzvah meal is not the cutting. The mitzvah meal is to be gemalt.
The result.
Right. That might be another nice shot, according to this. Now, I don't know why the Ksav Sefer thought that we can't have people that blow for the rest of us. That's just the way society is created. Some people are blowers, some people are not, and some, it's an interesting svar. But just to wrap up with this sugya of mitzvah derabim, and then we have to go back to Shabbos, is what would lulav constitute? Would lulav be a mitzvah derabim? Chayv not. Right? You're not yoytze one with many. None of these svaras apply. So what would lulav be? So the Taz writes in Hilchos Lulav, Zok the Taz, V'nir li di l'chalek b'derech zeh. The yofi koyach mitzvah lulav, shehu asey derabim. Zok the Taz, lulav is asey derabim. וכמוי שמחלקים במועד קוטן מביא הריף פרק אל מגלחן דשני עשי די רבם דהיינו חג there's something special about עשי די רבם with regard to ימטיף שנדחה בני עשי די יוחד אבילס הוכנעמי רואוי לדחס אמירו לחמי over there he's talking about can you justify אמירו לנוכרי to get a lulav so he writes yeah he says why mikri mitzvahs lulav she עשי די רבם because lulav constitutes asei derabim.
His talent is never more than a lulav.
But the question is, does that fit everything we've been saying till now?
Well, even the pasuk, kind of lachem,
That's right. Pasuk says it's a din. Everyone, ain lecha mitzvah yachad yachad greater than that. How did the Taz understand mitzvah derabim?
The only way I can say is culturally, there was five lulav and all.
Right, but again, it's still the same problem. No one's might see anyone. No one can be mighty another Jew in his lulav. Even Shofar, you'll tell me you'll be saying Mechan Baltic, Echad mighty. No one's mighty you. It's not to say that one's mighty, it's just practically there's only one lulav for the whole town. It still doesn't make it. So you'll have to say what we mentioned the first time, that Asei the Rabbim means if many people can do a mitzvah because of this, that's Asei the Rabbim. That's what you're going to have to be Magdarit, which is Beg Chiddush. Okay. Ad Kan Hasugya Shal Asei the Rabbim. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara over here, number 17. If anyone remembers when we first started.
Asei the Rabbim. Where everyone comes together to do it, even if they're doing it as individuals, it's only a certain day that you take a little, and everyone needs it, some of that makes it Rosh Hashanah, and everyone needs it, so it's very, very,
so what's the tefillin?
Even that practice.
The tefillin, let's say for example,
you can put it on at 6 a.m. you can put it on at 9 a.m.
Well, Lord, you could also do a whole day, the same time limit. You don't have as many days, but you have. Okay, so let's try to go back. If anyone remembers when we started at Beloz Demila 55 shiurim ago, I don't know how long ago that was, weeks or months, but we had a Mishnah.
Years.
It was a while already. We had a Mishnah that the Mishnah had a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer if machshirei mitzvah are doicha Shabbos. sounds like ancient news, but we had this machloek is machshiri mitzvah deicha Shabbos. So Eliezer held yes, machshiri mitzvah deicha Shabbos. So you can go to the store Shabbos morning and you can chop down wood Shabbos, or you do everything you want. Rabbi Kiva said no. Machshirin she'ev shel asayson before, you're not allowed to be deich. So now we finally get to the end of this. The Gemara says in number 17, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Merav halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. We pass on the Rabbi Akiva that machshirin that are possible to be done before are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Machshirin milo are not deich Shabbos. This is the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, that the mile is not allowed to go shopping on Shabbos morning. Everything has to be done before. Fine. So here Rabbi Yehuda Merav paskins halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So at the Gemara v'tanan nami gabi Pesach, we had the same machloikis of Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer by the current Pesach. Ki ha gavno klal omer, and the Gemara says the same rule. Klal omer Rabbi Akiva kom halacha she'ev shel asayis me'ev Shabbos ein deich es Shabbos. Shchita she yevshal asayis me'ev Shabbos. But let's, for example, you have erev Pesach shecholiyes b'Shabbos. That's this year. I think it's this year.
No,
it's not this year. This upcoming year is not going to be.
Not this year.
No,
it could be Wednesday night.
Oh, it's when. Wednesday night. Oh, so it goes the 3 day the other way, right? Uh-huh. Even more fun. Okay. So the Mishnah says over there, Pesachim, if you have erev Pesach shecholiyes b'Shabbos, so you have to bring the carbon Pesach on erev Shabbos. That's shchita. That's a malacha deraisa. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos because you can't shech the carbon Pesach before chasayis. But everything else, all the prep, you can't do on Shabbos. You got to have everything ready. Just shlech the animal on Shabbos, and all the prep has to be done before. And there, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, do everything you want on Shabbos. Shabbos is Tuesday. You can start preparing for the shchita and go get the knife and get the animal ready. Everything is mutter. And there, the Gemara makes the comment. Zog the Gemara again. And then the Gemara goes out of its way to say, no, we pass on Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to tell me in two places? Why do you have to tell me in Mila, and why do you have to tell me in the sugya of Karban Pesach? So the Gemara says, Tzrich. The Yish, meaning Gabi Mila. If you just told me that we hold like Rabbi Akiva by Mila, I would say, Hasam hu de machshir and efshal asayis me'et mole, dochi Shabbos like a karis. That's because there's no karis. Oh, no karis by Mila. Isn't that something we've always been saying? Not like that. Here the Gemara is saying is that machshire Mila are not deich Shabbos because Mila doesn't carry karis. Avo Pesach, the Ikka Kares.
The Mila carries it, but not the Machshirin.
Right, if you can't violate the Machshirin, you can't get to the Mila, you're going to be in violation of a Kares. That's the Svar. Avo Pesach, the Ikka Kares, Emalit Chushabis. So, Zok Rashi, right away, everyone's bothered. Zok Rashi, Mila Bizman Elekka Kares, number 18, the Kot on Lab Barain Shimhu. Who's going to get the Kares? What? That's right. The cut is not going to get karis. He's too young. And vavuloi mechayv alakaris. The father doesn't get karis yet because he always has a chance to make it up. So even though we all know the classic example of Mila has karis, but we never figure out when exactly that's ever going to be applicable.
It's not till way later.
Now the Gemara flips it the other way. V'yashminon kabi Pesach. If the Gemara only told me by Pesach, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Eliezer. Mishum delo nichrus olei gimel prisus. That's because I tell you, Karban Pesach is not so chashiv. Avol milo the nichrus olei gimel prisus. Ema lit chashabes. Maybe it's so chashiv that even the machshir should be chashabes. Kamashmol, we don't say that either. Fine, two places. Frek taisa gavaldik akasha. Frek taisa. He doesn't understand why is it negi halacha lemaisa. Why are there Amoraim talking about the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer by Pesach? We don't have a base of Mikdash. It's irrelevant today. It's an irrelevant conversation.
Okay.
We'll get to that maybe. I wasn't sure how much we were going to get into this, Tyson. I just thought it was interesting.
Isn't that the whole reason we learn Kachin?
Oh, again, there's no. There's learning it and there's paskin halacha lemaisa. Here the Gemara makes a comment. Halacha, why is that relevant? I can't tell you. I know for sure, but there's a famous tshuva of Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer, there was a fellow who wanted to bring karbanos again. He was going to go up and start building up a base at Mikdash, and he didn't realize there's a slight problem at that time. The Arabs control the area; you can't really get too far. So the Chacham Sofer talks about it. But Tosfos has a kasha. V'achol leparich hilchos al mishicha. The Gemara, why does the Gemara ask Hilchos Ala Mashiach? These are the gift from Mashiach's times. Why do we have to know this? Bishum Denaf Kemina Gabi Mila. So I tell you, that's not true, because the Machloek is of Akiva Rabbi Elazar, if Mila is still applicable, anytime you have a Brisha Cholis B'Shabbos, you have to know. Now, Afagav the Gabi Mila, Nami Pasikachi. But we already paskined by Mila. The cash is not why Mila says it, it's why by Karban Pesach doesn't say it. We want to bring out the point that we're so convinced that Rabbi Akiva is right and Rabbi Eliezer is wrong, we'll record it in both places. The real one that we need is our sugya for Mila, because that could actually happen. The one about Pesach is irrelevant because it's not a Geber's manazet. But we just want to bring out the point, we want to show the Chashivas that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, Machshir and Mila are not Deicha Shabbos. Okay. That's the question. So that's what the Chacham Sofer talks about. So this Tosfos assumes not like that. The Chacham Sofer says, no, maybe you could be in the Karban Pesach. You have to know how to pass. Okay, believe that we're going to get into the next sugya of Metzitza and Sisi Shem Akvin. We'll get back into Mila sugya.